You see her on Everyday Blessings for Catholic Moms, the EWTN series that she hosts and created. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle is a Catholic wife, the mother of five, and she has a new book called Embracing Motherhood. Donna Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Grateful. This is really a beautiful book. What are some of the key issues that face moms that you try to address in the book?
Well, naturally, I go over the joys of motherhood, but also the challenges and the really tough issues, too, because, you know, face it, we live in a world where the culture dictates to women how they should act and look and be, and women are stretched beyond measure, and they face the demands for perfection. And so just encouraging mothers and affirming them in their beautiful God-given vocation, and also helping to point them to prayer, of course, and to show them some of the dangers in the culture that they might not even be aware of as their children are growing.
Well, one of the ways I'm sure we can encourage moms is to show them the way that the church views motherhood that's so different from the way the secular culture views motherhood. How would you point that out?
Absolutely, and that's why I try to, in all of my books, weave wisdom from Holy Mother Church. For instance, I often quote from John Paul II's Mulieris Dignitatum, or the letter to women he wrote, and he tells us that the church has always upheld the dignity of women, much to the, the contrary to what our culture will teach us, and constantly hammers us with that, women are inferior or they should become more like a man to really achieve something in our world today. And our church has always upheld women's dignity and also tells us that we are actually entrusted with a human being, whether we're a biological mother or not. That's, God gives us those gifts to nurture and to love and to take care of the human being, whether it's our own child or the person next to us in the cubicle in the workplace or our neighbor down the road. Or, our church has always told us that, we are equal to men in dignity, although our culture will tell us the opposite.
Many of us have been blessed with moms who really gave us examples of holiness. Can you talk a little bit about how Catholic moms can promote holiness in their homes and their families?
Absolutely. I always, throughout the years, would put many, many sacred images throughout the home and, sacramentals from the church. And I learned that from my grandmother and my mother. I'd walk into my grandmother's home, her little humble home, and I would see, rosary beads scattered all different places in every room and beautiful pictures on the walls of icons or Pope John Paul II. My grandmother loved him. She was Polish. And so I think we need to draw from, bring some of the big church into the little domestic church so that we actually have to build our little domestic church at home and create that atmosphere of prayer. And it helps to have some tangible items in the home that the children can look at and remind them of their faith. And then to teach them, start with grounding yourself in prayer and then to teach your children to have their own individual prayer lives and then to have family prayer to encourage that and to have that happen on a regular basis. And even right at the dinner table, I encourage mothers to take a couple of minutes, and while you have that attentive audience right there waiting to eat, you can introduce some prayers after you say grace before meals. So, to really build that little domestic church within your home and pray and ask God for grace to be able to do it well.
Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, our guest of the Sunrise Morning Show. We're discussing her new book, Embracing Motherhood. I love the word embracing. It doesn't say enduring motherhood or tolerating motherhood or even attacking motherhood. It's embracing. This means to truly wrap our arms around this vocation, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I'm so glad the publisher chose to keep the title I wanted from the beginning, to embrace it. Do we really embrace our motherhood, or do we just put up with it, or do we just go through the motions, totally oblivious that it is a divine calling. And I'm not saying it's really anyone's fault that maybe that's how they feel. It's just, they're in a very fast-paced world and trying to catch up and cross off everything on their to-do list. And they might not have time to pause and ponder that it really is a very holy vocation. So in this book, I really try to help the mom embrace her vocation even more so. Just embrace it for all its worth. good times and the bad, and to realize that even in those tough times, you can earn so many graces for yourself and your family members by offering it to God and asking Him to work through all of the difficulties.
I had an interesting conversation with my youngest daughter last night. She's expecting her first child any day now, and we were talking about what a contraction feels like. And she said that the contraction that she's waiting for is one that sort of begins from the back and sort of wraps all the way around you, like, you know, like the baby is just embracing you. I just got the chills when I thought about that. And go ahead.
What a nice way to think of a contraction, because normally people think of a contraction as just pain, and here it's the wrapping around of that.
Well, she did mention it hurt, too.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to send you some books for her. Definitely. It's her first baby. I have so many books on motherhood. I hope you're going to give her this one, or I'll send her another one.
Oh, I will absolutely give her this. And, of course, I have two older daughters who have children already, three in one family, two in the other. So motherhood is big in our family. I want to wrap it up by asking you how husbands can really help their wives to flourish in their vocations as mothers.
Oh, okay. Well, just a cute little thing. My husband always says that women need to be able to feather their nest. And so, you know, to allow their wife and the mother to just, you know, build their domestic church and feather that nest with love and with all of the things around that make it a cozy, warm environment, and to help her in the prayer life. Let's hope that the husband is a prayerful man. And if he's not, I always like to tell the woman to just, you know, be gentle and patient with him and just one Our Father together. If you can get him to say that, hold his hand at night and say Our Father together, you'll be amazing how much that will grow, and a Hail Mary at the dinner table after grace is said. So hopefully the husband will support the mom and be there as the man of the house and help her in every way, raising that family. It takes the two of them. You read the catechism together and try to really build that family and raise those little saints to heaven.
It is a calling for all of us. Embracing Motherhood is her book. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, the author. You can find it linked on our blog in our Amazon store at sunrisemorningshow.com. Thank you, Donna Marie. We hope you'll be back, and I'll give this book to my daughter, Angela.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Brian. God bless your day.
You too. 11 till on the Sunrise Morning Show. Mark Shea joins us next.